Welcome to the Sick Research Institute's Ask SickRe podcast series, where we answer your questions about SickRe. All questions are encouraged, whether you're a self-identified sick or just curious about the faith. So if there's something you really want to know, submit your questions at sickre.org/ask. The most common questions will be answered in future episodes. So subscribe to the SickCast today to hear if your question is also on everyone else's mind. In today's episode, Harinder Singh, SickRe's co-founder and innovation director, answers the frequently asked question, what is the significance of hair for Sikhs?
Hair in SickRe is part of the protocol as well as part of the tradition, which essentially means how did it become part of our lifestyles? Look, it's very simple. You know, you emulate the modalities you believe in, the ones you love. The gurus kept their hairs, they wore turbans. It was partly symbolic of the culture at the time. And as the community grew and as the protocol got developed in SickRe, the way it became was that the Khalsa was required to keep them, which is individuals who are initiated into the faith rest because they love the guru. And as they were walking on this path, started to keep it themselves. So hair, turban, and several other protocols are part of protocols in the community. It are part of the Khalsa order. They are kept by individuals out of the love for the guru, and that's where it is.
Thank you so much, Harinder Singh, for helping us understand the significance of hair for Sikhs. And thank you for listening. Do you have a question about SickRe? If you do, we invite you to visit sickre.org/ask and submit your question today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the SickCast to listen to this series as well as many others.
You are listening to SickCast by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.